Would you join me in the
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, thank you. And I'll take a deep breath and read this tome here. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice in this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building, in fact, the County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call?
Here.
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 Present.
Here. We have a quorum. Thank you. First item up is the consent agenda. There's only two things on there tonight, and both can be approved with one vote, fund of tax overpayment and the return of premium refunds on lien redemptions. Any comments or discussion?
No, fine by me.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor? No. Darn, yep.
Yes.
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 Yes, thank you. First public comment, this period is up. Y'all are just going to hang out? Okay.
We decided to come to enough meetings, you'll get used to it.
Fair enough. He's got the record so far. All right. Well, let's swing into reports then.
So I'll report on the Environmental Commission and the Rec. Recreational Commission. So in the Environmental Commission, well, first I have to say I apologize for not making the last council meeting. I think you've all heard I was called away on a funeral that night. I flew to Ireland. And as I left, you had a big storm where there were a lot of problems.
Ooh.
And when I arrived back the following Thursday, after calling my wife, the second person I called was the mayor. His wife answered the phone, and within 5 minutes of me calling, she said, oh, the power's back on. So my timing was perfect. I apologize, it wasn't here. I know you guys had a hard time here.
Now, do we need you to call us when our power goes out, or do we call you?
I don't know. I think it was just dumb luck. So as far as the Environmental Commission, I know that they were running up on a deadline to spend their money. They had $5,700 left. It was April. And I had told them when I first joined their commission, I said, don't let that expire. So it was getting very close to expire, and our brand new CFO, Leonard Ho, made a phone call and extended it to October 18th.
Oh, very good.
Wow. So that's excellent. He did a good job there. I don't, you know, so it tells me that he cares about money. He's not going to let it disappear.
We can only hope.
Yeah, which is important for a CFO. As far as the Rec Committee, they have an Easter event on March 24th, their typical Easter egg hunt. Community Day is the 28th of April. They have an awesome band, apparently, a Billy Joel cover band. Mm-hmm. So Tom anticipates that band having a big following that's going to come in addition to our residents, which is good. There's a race in the morning. The band's on at 4:30. I think they're doing two sets. And then the last thing is the Food Truck Festival, which is on June 16th. Where they will only have wine and not beer. And, yeah, that's what he told me. I didn't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that.
Because I know, at the community, you know, we passed a resolution, but at the community day, there's beer.
They can have both.
Yeah. So I'm going to revisit that with him. I didn't want to argue with him there. I mean, food truck. But he's got some big food trucks lined up.
High-end food truck.
Rec basketball ended with a success. No one got hurt. No coaches got asked to leave, and their summer program is kicking off. If anyone knows a kid that wants to work there, call Tom. You know, that's about it.
Two quick things to tag on to the community day. We do have state police helicopter coming. We've got a National Guard helicopter coming all day. We've got two dogs, police dogs, to come for a demonstration. We have one of our officers volunteered to be the test dummy for the dog attack dog. So that's good, and we'll have the dog park should be open then. We'll have a dog parade or a grand opening of the dog park.
Nice.
So at the same, you know, on the same afternoon, so that'll be good.
What is the guard fly in terms of helicopters?
Blackhawk.
Is it probably
big? It's been there before.
Yeah. The state helicopter's been before.
Yeah.
It's the same one we have for the parade.
Yeah, it's a 76, but the Blackhawks are, you know, kind of big when you get up.
Tom also expressed, I know Bob's not here, but the fire company doesn't want to stay till the end.
No, I remember that.
Well, so last year, he wasn't aware of it, and they left. And with them, a lot of other people left, too, thinking it was over. This year they told him they're leaving around 5:30, and I'm also informed that the fire company is serving the beer. Is that true?
They have in the past.
Yeah, they usually. So you know how there's two factions there. There's the president, who's his group is serving the beer, and then there's the other side, the chief, where they're going to bring the fire trucks. So I'm going to try and like talk to them and see. Can you please stay until 7?
Shifts maybe? Can they do like...
Yeah, that's what you would think. I mean, you know, leave the trucks there and the guys can come in and out. But it seems like we have a little bit of a negotiating chip. If they want to do the beer, the one side, and the other guys don't want to stay late, well, we got to get something going here, right?
I knew you'd be a good addition to council.
Well, you know, they can't have their cake and eat it too. I mean, if they're going to stay the whole time for the beer, well, all right, you guys that are doing the beer... You go to the fire trucks and, you know, Brian and I will serve the beer or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't want the trucks to leave.
I'll be there this year. I haven't been able to the last couple, so it'll be good.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
You can bartend.
Yeah. Oh, the new superintendent is great at the school. Tom Silva's working with her, you know, on court time and all that.
Oh, primary schools, yeah.
Yeah, he's very happy.
Good.
So that's my reports.
So the sewer authority met a couple of weeks ago and authorized an amendment to the agreement we have with them for our sewer capacity for our affordable housing project. So that's, I think, actually on the agenda here for later. So that was a good thing. They're working on a couple of pump stations, which have been slightly delayed due to permitting issues. But those should be getting started at 649 pump station, I think, in a couple of weeks. Finance meeting is going to happen next week, it sounds like, hopefully on Wednesday. So we'll work out a date and a time. And
9 o'clock.
That's all I have as far as reports, but I do have an item I think I'd like to just put on the table. I know after Superstorm Sandy, we had a collection point for debris. We had a brief discussion, Carla and I, a couple of weeks ago, a week ago. Do we want to think about what we should do with the copious amounts of debris that have fallen.
We can talk about it.
We should probably...
Dumping, it's a horrendous problem with the DEP.
Okay.
It's been done without proper permits in the past. And the permits are few and far between and extensive to get. You don't really have a place to put them,
right.
Put the debris. It has to be rolled and maintained. Really, no way that I can see that we can do that.
Other than the brush drop-off.
Right. Or they go up to Plushansky's up in Union Township.
Right.
Anybody can go up there. I think he'll take donations of trees, for he mulches them and recycles them.
Well, the brush drop-off program that we've got is, what, two trips per? Two free trips? Maybe.
We can extend it.
Maybe an extra trip for.
Because once we start working at the public works thing, that's got to quit anyway.
Right.
We can't have contractors in there and everything else with people coming and going.
Well, we'll have to see what the timing is going to be on the public works thing, too.
Yeah. Well, the cleanup's got to start this year. Oh, the cleanup of that brush pile.
Oh.
Got to go.
So we're going to have to come up with a plan for the brush pile, period.
The
brush program.
For the existing brush pile.
Well,
and then the other brush piles that we have elsewhere have to be cleaned up.
Yeah, it's become a DEP issue. Anything from leaves to branches to you name it.
But what's their issue?
It could become toxic. I mean, they don't want it leaching into the water and the soil. And
they don't want the trees leaching into the soil?
Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. It's all true. Yeah.
All right, we'll have to put our heads together. Yeah. I'll reach out to you. We'll be talking in the next couple of weeks for finance stuff anyways.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I've got.
Okay. North BOE met last night, but having a special meeting on March 20th for their preliminary budget because they don't have the state figures in. So.
Well, that's right. I saw in the governor's budget they're going to bump the state aid significantly.
We'll see. So they're going to have a special meeting.
We can provided it's how it ends up in June. Yeah. When the final product comes out. I'll believe it when I see it.
And yeah, where are they going to get the money?
Yeah.
From you and me.
Probably.
And then the calendar was a big thing. Mariner was saying that she was, I think she was on social media even, saying that she was going to try to get the board to approve the 180 state mandate days. I think they had more for the board to approve that. And then after that, then we had more days. So there are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's the April 4th, 5th, and 6th, they will be open. And then, I'm not sure if this was changed or not, I think it was, the last day will be June 11th, and graduation will be June 12th. I don't know if that has changed.
That hasn't changed.
He said he kept graduation.
So they
moved the other day, so they went down to the 180.
Right, so hopefully we won't be needing any more days. Strategic planning, because the storm was rescheduled till 28th, which we have a council meeting, so that's pretty much a wash for the strategic planning. But
Made one out of two. One out of three.
And historic is meeting tomorrow. I'm finally meeting everyone. And with the emails going back and forth, I really can't wait to meet them.
Where's that meeting?
Yeah.
Really?
Are they actually doing
it? Tom wants on that committee.
As long as it's properly noticed.
Yep. There it is.
Okay. Love that one.
Hey, I should ask Walt if he wants the meeting covered.
Now, you missed the planning
board. I missed the planning board.
Okay. So I can report on the planning. The planning board approved, provided final approval for the Beaver Avenue Affordable Housing Project across the street from HESCO and Juniper Hill. So that's done. The resolution is coming along very quickly, so I'd expect the next planning board meeting, the resolution will be up for final action. So all good there. Otherwise, a pretty quiet evening. the other thing I thought I would mention, and this may be elaborated on a bit more later by our land use attorney, but Judge Jacobson's opinion is out. Only Trishka read all 200 pages of it.
217.
And I think, subject to, you know, really a good verification that we did very well in our bargain, the two towns that remained at great expense in the lawsuit were Princeton and
West Windsor,
and West Windsor has to build 1,500 units.
Just affordable units.
Affordable.
1,500.
Wow.
And Princeton is 700, if I remember correctly.
I thought it was more than that.
It actually, yeah, but just to be clear, that's the number of units that make up the third round obligation. That's without counting units that may already exist, bonus credits, okay, things like that. So that number, I mean, it's still substantial. But even though it's characterized as a new construction, not every single one of those is sticks and books.
Okay. Units. Still very high numbers.
Still a very high number.
Yeah. Much like, well, it would be comparable to the 337 number that we have.
That's not exactly all, right.
Some of those will be the beneficiary of precisely credits and so on.
Yeah. So no, it's
and you know, people that are relatively well informed tell me that if you take half of the Kinsey number, the original Kinsey number for us was about 1,400 and change. It was dropped because of the 20% cap to 913. So if the idea is take about half of the Kinsey number, 700 and something, and that's what our number might have been roughly had we not come up with a bargaining strategy and all the Fair Share Housing Center. So, and that's subject to further verification, hopefully, when John Drill shows up. He was spending time with our planner yesterday. Got a more precise number, but so far, so good. You know, breathe a sigh of relief that, you know, looked like our bargain felt good, and it still feels good compared to the opinion of the good judge. We obviously had two storms in quick succession, lots of damage. Our administrator had a couple of trees down in his garage and then subsequently threw the garage into his truck. We were a little bit more fortunate at home, but we were without power for about 7 days. And, others went, let's say, about 10 days. JCP&L, it seemed like it took a little while to get organized and get moving, but boy, once they did, in the latter stages of things, you know, they moved along pretty quickly. We've had our first post-mortem meeting this past Monday. There's some things we can do better, better communication among the various players in the township, DPW, police, fire, people like, you know, mayor and the OEM chief and Jess. I think we did okay. Amy did real yeoman work on Facebook.
That was good.
She was the face and voice of the township out there, and I was running around trying to figure out how the power goes and when people that were complaining might get it back. So, you know, I think we did okay, but I think next time we're going to do better, particularly on the communications piece. So please thank DPW. I think they did a really good job. John Tiger, our OEM head, this is his baptism of snow, not fire. And he did a fine job. So, and of course, like I said, Nelson and Smith did great on Facebook. So hopefully we're not going to have to practice this again and for real, but we'll have a little bit more elaborate plan. You know, what do you think, Jess? Another 3 or 4 months from now, we'll get the local
management. We'll get the ordinance cleaned up for the membership. And
good.
Spoke to John again today. In our plans for communication. Mm-hmm. So I think we're all on the same page. It's just a matter of us all sitting down around the table, the new membership, we've got to review that membership roster, mm-hmm. the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have an annual meeting and then review this after actual report that we did for the whole group.
Yeah.
So everybody's on the same page. And as you said, John and Public Works, the fire department, the rescue, fortunately, didn't have a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of, you know, they did respond well. And, so, you know, one of the problems with the communication is what roads are open and what roads are closed. It changes constantly. I mean, we get reports that the road's open. Jay goes over with a truck and two guys, and there's still power lines across the road. Okay, back we go. And then they clear a road, and another tree comes down a half a mile later. So that will be, I think, morning, afternoon, static, or, you know, list. This is it as of right now.
Yeah.
You know, kind of no more. It's open. It's closed. Can you check on this? But they all did a great job.
Yeah. Everybody pitched in. Nice job all the way around. And that's about it for me, unless I forgot something.
I've got not much new. Board of Ed doesn't meet till further down the road. I missed the planning board, which you reported out on. The next thing we'll do is the next meeting we'll announce some dates to talk to the public about the cable committee. We're looking at the end of April as having one date there. And probably the end of June or maybe mid-July, we'll have a second one. Before we finalize the agreement with our provider.
Well, let's talk about the public safety end of the storm. I should also like to point out for Jay that we do not plow or shovel into the roadways, individuals or plow companies or private contractors, because it blocks up the road. The problem is we go through and clear a road, and then a contractor pulls a pile of snow back in the road. Now the road's closed, and if it turns to ice, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We start breaking things. So don't shovel or plow into the roadway. Garbage cans are another problem. Don't put it out in the middle of the road. Punch a hole back on the side of your driveway. Keep it off the road, because if they get hit, the garbage could be flying.
I will say that when they're picked up by the garbage company does have a tendency to leave them during the day in the street.
Oh, yeah. But that's them.
So I actually had to deal with that this week.
The other thing is, you know, everybody has to understand the storm. JCP&L has a system for restoration. Highly dense populations, hospitals, police, public works, public safety, they get priority. If you're in the hinterlands, you're last on the list. It is what it is. You can call me, call Carly, you can call the chief or the lieutenant. They're not going to get there any faster. They will get there when they get there. I will tell you, call every day, twice a day, and report or go online until your power's back. Because we've had instances where the power's back on, on your street, but the guy in the middle there, mine's not back on. Well, that's because the switch on his particular transformer was reset. So you have to keep pulling. They have to keep coming back until everybody's restored. And that's a matter of due diligence for the public.
And there is no way for them to know remotely that someone's off. You've got to let them know.
Not with the antiquated system.
No.
It's smart meters.
And the fact that when the outsiders come in, they don't even know where they are. They're driving around, hey, you know, where's Phil Howard Road? It's 2 miles that way. And so, I mean, it's not a well-organized, well-oiled machine. Once they get things growing and they get in groove, it improves. But, you know.
It takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. And last but not least, we will not, Public Works, the police, no one will touch power lines in the road. Not going to happen until the power company clears it and put the sign up that says, well, don't even ask. We had a meeting with the order schedule. We had that this morning. We'll fill you in next week, but we had it last week scheduled, but it was canceled for the storm. Things are looking good. We'll have another meeting next Wednesday morning with Lynn and the auditor.
Is this confirmed for 9 o'clock?
Yep. For 9 o'clock, and it's looking good for this year. So, all is well. We'll have Len here for the introduction to talk about it. He doesn't have to be here to talk about the introduction, but he'll be here. We'll have your chance to answer all the questions, but I think it's lining up pretty good. So, that's good news.
I hear a rumor the AFS is done. I hear a rumor that the AFS is done.
Yep, it's good.
We ended last year pretty well. Sounds good.
We did. And so, some of the original... you know, goblins we've kind of put back in the closet. So I think we'll be okay for it. Well, for the next week, we're going to be 2 or 3 years.
Yep,
I'm not saying it's great, but we're going to have to raise taxes and we're going to have to watch our spending, which we are. So that's all good. We have started to receive donations for the canine unit. So the account has been set up. The new officer, whatever his or her name is going to be, I think it's going to be a male. But anyway, that's happening. We're getting the donations. We've ordered a vehicle. For the dog, that's all happening, and I think I told a couple of you we have in the budget for the third officer we wanted to hire for this year. So we were waiting for this one and the auditor to look at the numbers, but we can hire that third guy. So that's going to happen. So he should be on the road in a month or two or whatever.
We've mentioned the Hearst settlement for some time.
And
the money is actually, honest to God, really arrived in our account.
Yes. Not in the mail anymore.
It's not in the mail.
You're having a lunch scheduled, or you already had lunch?
I think it's a dinner, not like dinner.
There should be a champagne toast or something.
I think we, we're going to have a dinner with Ms. Hattinger and some others.
That's
good. Sure.
So that's all I have.
I did forget something. The BPU is having, I think it's 4 or 5 meetings around the state. We're talking about the storm and storm recovery. One of them is in Hunterdon. The holders saw some of them last night, and they'll be inviting me and some other neighbors to offer some constructive criticism. And I think while we're talking about criticism, we'll talk about the bushes, vines, and small trees on the Comcast and CenturyLink lines, the lower lines you see on the poles. If we're going to talk about maintenance practices, those are by far and away the worst. I mean, there's years of growth on many, many of those lower lines. And both of those companies need to do a lot better. At least JCP&L has made a much stronger effort since Hurricane Sandy. I haven't seen much.
Didn't they do like a five-year plan?
Yes.
When Kevin was there. Is that over? Or?
No, they continue to do it. They used to
revamp it, you think?
Or? I think so.
Can we put that on the webpage whenever we get
to Yeah, I'm sure we'll have our rep, Stan Prater, come and visit as soon as he recuperates from the last couple of weeks. Right. And as soon as they come up with some additional plans as to what they're going to do better next time.
Yes, sir.
We'll
labor the point, but the one thing that I'll point out about the Office of Emergency Management and Storm Management and Great Storms, what I've noticed is we now have a system in place. We have an officer who has a laptop and computerized to see all of the calls coming in. As you pointed out in the after action meeting, there are liaisons. JCP&L has liaisons assigned. We have liaisons assigned. So that's all progress. I can remember, I think it's reporter back in 1996. I remember Hurricane Floyd, and there was no system. There was no plan. It's a matter of the police keeping in contact with DPW so that we can get somewhere if we need to. That was the plan. So we definitely have come very far in terms of our emergency management. As we pointed out, it's now our job to take it a step further and refine it even further. But what I am seeing is reading and seeing how it's handled. It feels better. It mm-hmm. feels like we have a system now. It feels like we know who to go to with certain issues, whether it be a private industry or a utility like JCP&L or even the police department. So that's the first thing I'd like to point out. In terms of statistics, the one that stands out for me this month is that in January 2017, we had 282 school checks. In January 2018, we had 328 school checks. That's an increase of 46. In February 2017, we had 217 school checks. February 2018, we had 325 school checks. I firmly believe that that's a direct result of the emphasis of having the officers get into the school more, spending more of their time at the school. I think the schools know that we're going to be there. So I'm very curious to see what that figure looks like next month. Hopefully we can keep that up. Along the very same lines, we are advertising and building applications for special class 3 police officers. We have 5 applications that are out. One has already been returned. I know the school is very eager to get that program going. We discussed that in prior meetings. So it is moving along. We've had other law enforcement officers, law enforcement executives call me, several asking me how we're doing it. So it's a statewide movement, and it's just something that we're all going to have to make sure we do correctly. But it's coming to have some special class 3 in our school. That's really all I have. If anybody has any questions, please call me. All right.
No, I just would say that you guys all did a great job last couple of weeks. I think the issue with the storm was much more on JCP&L's end than it was on the local side. So it was a tough time. It was a couple of long days with 2 storms. So thank you very much.
And as we spoke about in that meeting, as the mayor alluded to, if we don't all work together, us being mayor, council, DPW, police, the rest of the squad, the fire company, then it's really all for naught because there's certain things that we can't do without the cooperation of these other teams. The best example of that is the cloud. The police car cannot get from A to B if they're loaded. So that's why it's very important that we stay in contact with the Department of Public Works. They're challenging. They're very challenging. If somebody needs help, they can't get to them. That's a bad thing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we are up to the adoption of an ordinance in a public hearing. And let me read it by title and then we'll open the public hearing. It's the Township of Clinton's ordinance number 1110-18, bond ordinance amending and restating bond ordinance number 1103-17. Open paren, which provides for the reconstruction of various roads in the township, close paren, heretofore finally adopted by the Township Council of the Township of Clinton and the County of Hunterdon and State of New Jersey on July 19, 2017, to decrease the appropriation to $1.68 million, decrease the authorization of bonds or notes to $1.6 million, and decrease the down payment to $80,000. Any comments or from council? I'll open the public hearing in that case. Are there any comments or concerns from the public? I didn't think so. All right. We talked about this a little bit, when we introduced it a couple of weeks ago. So in this case, I will close the public hearing and take a motion.
Motion.
Second. Yes.
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 Yes. Next item are 2 resolutions. First one is a resolution for the 2018 budget emergency temporary appropriations. And as I remember, we're allowed to appropriate up to 26% of the current year budget
in anticipation of a full budget approval in the coming months. And Jesse, it sounds like we're going to be a little faster than we have, at least since I've been around.
We're trying.
That's coming shortly. Are there any concerns or comments? This would approve $437,900 in salary and benefits, and $602,600 for operating expenses. Questions?
It'll get you through the time when we adopt, or do you think you might need one?
Hopefully
more?
This will get us through final passage.
Yeah.
That's the goal. If we have to do another week, we do, but if we do March, second meeting in March, and then adopt in April, I think we'll make it.
All right.
I mean, assuming we don't get any bad news from Trent. That's kind of always out there hanging.
That's an annual worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll move the amended budget.
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. The second resolution is a resolution approving the first amendment to the wastewater treatment capacity agreement with the Clinton Township Sewerage Authority. We currently have a set aside for affordable housing purposes of 38,925 gallons. This adds 14,000 gallons to it, giving us a total now of 52,925 gallons per day to devote toward 100% affordable housing projects. And as I understand it, this is virtually all, if not all, of the remaining capacity in the system. And any questions on that? This would provide a sufficient capacity for, both Beaver Avenue, the old muni building projects, and then the coming ones at Maruki and Lacan. So
I'll make the motion.
Except for about, hang on one second. Except for about 5,000 or 6,000, we're going to have to buy from the vendors. So
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Yep.
Yes.
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 Yes. And now for the distasteful part of the meeting is paying the bills. This is a really small one.
Yeah.
We're out of money.
Don't even say that in jest.
It is.
But any comments, concerns?
Looks good.
Well, I've been quiet. I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
Second it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to abstain.
Yes.
Yes. And let's see. These gentlemen are here to talk about a project I know. And why don't we take a recess until our personal land use attorney arrives? Unless there's
you want to entertain any other public comment first? Or
if there's any, if there is any public comment.
I'm good for the recess.
All right. Why don't we take just a short recess, discover where Mr. Drill is.
Talk about train whistles or the speed on Red Schoolhouse. There are the evergreen issues.
Please.
Troublemaker.
Yep. Okay, it's about 7:40, so we're coming out of our recess back into session. Our land use attorney, the good Mr. Drill, is here.
Sorry I'm late. I was at another engagement.
Okay. Well, we're at the point now, John, where we just approved our bills. Normally we'd have a public comment period followed by an executive session. How should we best proceed?
Why don't you do your public comment?
Okay.
Followed by an executive session.
Okay.
You
want to sit
here for a minute? Yeah. I'll move over there.
Take the microphone with you, then you'll have it right in front of you.
All right, we're at our second public comment period. Are there any members of the public that need to comment?
Well,
In that case, we will close the public comment period and move into executive session. As the nature and extent of the executive session is in written form on the agenda, we don't need to read it. So let's close the public part of the meeting and, as I say, move into executive session.
Will there be any action? Who's going to make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.
What?
Okay, it's about 8:36, and we are back from closed session going into open session. And we're going to take a motion to adjourn very shortly. Motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstaining. Thank you. Done.